Director Olson, here.
Director Kunkel,
here.
Vice President Spotty,
here.
President Sheldon,
here.
They are all here.
Excellent. Any public comments? Since there's no public here, I'm going to think no. And we'll go right into the action item. We're here to try and approve Resolution 794, giving notice of a special election to be held on November 7, 2023 for the election of a board member to fill a vacancy. I think that's pretty clear. Mr. Olson, any comments?
No.
Mr. Kunkel, any comments?
No.
Mr. Zabotti, any comments?
I have a number of problems with this. One, in order for somebody to qualify to run, you only have 30 days to register with the registrar. Number two is that it's a special election, which costs more money than the regular election, which would be in March. Number three, there are going to be very few voters coming out in a special election. And I would like the whole community to vote on it. That would be March. Those are my comments.
Okay. Yeah, I think that that there's a couple flaws in that theory. One is the cost is almost insignificant. It's a difference probably of $2,500. And I know that we had a project last year, the year before, where we could have saved $50,000 on paving up at the lake. And we had a couple board members that didn't want to do that. One, because there wasn't a concession made. The other board member, because it wasn't in the right project year. So $50,000 doesn't seem like a big deal when it comes to paving. I don't think $2,500 is a big deal between one election and the other. If we wait until March, we're going to be waiting 9 months without a board member. That seems like
12 months.
Well, it'll be March when they're...
And we'll get them in April when we lost Gina in April, right?
Yeah, yeah, it'll be a year.
It'll be a full year.
Yeah, full year without a... without a replacement. So I think a full year without a replacement is ridiculous. And I think that the people that vote are going to vote. They're going to send the ballots out. Those that want to vote will vote when they get their ballot. Those that don't won't. There's always a lesser turnout, but I think the candidates that are interested, giving them 30 days is plenty of time. Both of them are interested. Both of them said that they would do whatever it takes to put themselves on the ballot. So I think both of those are not strong arguments. So that's my counter argument. Any other comments, Mr. Olson? Mr. Kunkel?
No.
Mr. Zabotti?
No.
Excellent. I'll entertain a motion to approve the resolution.
A motion to approve the resolution.
Excellent. Is there a second? Dies for lack of a second. Motion to adjourn.
Take care, everyone.
You're right.
Oh, I forgot you were still there. See?